Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me. We're getting ready to have practice 13 tomorrow of 15, and excited to have our spring game here this Saturday to complete our spring practices. We've made a ton of improvement. Our guys are working hard every single day, and really like where our football team is at right now. I like our culture. I like our chemistry. I like our attitude and approach every single day that we show up, whether it be for meetings, weightlifting, and or practice. And it's been a very, very productive offseason. Looking forward to our spring game on Saturday at 3:30. So with that, I'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, going into spring practice, what was your top goal and are you accomplishing it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say we had just one top goal. We had a few goals, and basically it's this. We wanted a tough football team. We wanted to bring our football team closer together. And we wanted a football team that just went out and attacked every single day like it was their last day, and that was it. It had nothing to do with developing schemes or fundamentals. All those things come with time, but we get done with spring practice. We want to make sure we had a tough football team, a tight football team, and that we had a mindset of working every single day we showed up. And I feel like we're accomplishing those three things.
Coach, in spring, what's the hardest position to develop on your team?
They're all hard, but I'd say the toughest would be the quarterback position, to be honest with you, because it takes a lot of timing. There's a lot that goes into the passing game with the protection and the quarterback, the wide receivers. But until you start spring practice, all the other positions can work together on their own. They can do conditioning, fundamental drills, and develop, but you can't get balls out. And, coaches can't be out there, coaching those guys. So it's just a little bit harder, I think, in the off season and in spring to develop that quarterback position, just because, you have to have a coach here and you got to have balls, and there's not a lot of things you can do without them, unlike a lot of the other positions. So that's my opinion.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the spring game this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from James Cratch, the Star Ledger.
Hey, Chris, I guess overall, I know you still have a couple practices left, but where do you think the team's health is, I guess, compared to the past 2 years? And are there any guys who started the spring practicing who won't play in the spring game?
Yeah, I think overall our health is really good right now. We're in a good spot with that. It's probably been the most physical spring practice that we've had since I've been here, but it's also been the healthiest. We have one young man, Trevor Morris, that started spring practice that will not end spring practice. He dislocated his elbow on the last play of practice on last Saturday. It's not a serious thing. It's going to take a few weeks to get him healed up, but he'll be fine. But, we've had no soft tissue issues with guys that have started spring practice. They're going to finish that way. We haven't had any concussion issues, no ligament issues. So we've been pretty lucky and fortunate so far, and we got to keep that up here the next couple of days. So I'm pleased with where we're at from a health standpoint.
And on a different note, Noah Joseph, obviously you coached him in college. I mean, what's it been like to kind of bring him into the staff and work with him so far?
Oh, it's been great. Noah's one, a great person, great individual. He's great at building relationships and communicating with people, which is very, very important. And he's a good football coach. The fact that he played for me has nothing to do with me hiring. I really hired him because of the admiration I had of him. Coaching, and he's done a great job at his previous stops, and I've followed his career, and the people that worked with him had great things to say about him and relationships with players and him as a coach and him as a recruiter, and those things were all important factors in hiring him. I've had a great relationship with him, and those things are great, but I'm not hiring guys just off of that. It had more to do with all the other things involved with the job.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.